For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, guys. It's a big show today.
Huge.
A lot of stuff talking
about.
Unfortunately, you don't have the Jew on Skype, so it's going to be a non-Jew Tuesday. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. A lot of stuff to get into. UFC, football, basketball, baseball. So much stuff to get into, but let's get into our sponsors. We want to give a quick shout-out to our good friends at BetDSI.com, BetDSI for all your gambling needs. Go to BetDSI, use Punch Drunk, and get $10 betting cash and bet on all your stuff. You got your Super Bowls coming. I mean, you got your NFL coming up. You got your UFC.
And by the way, if you're making a Super Bowl bet right now, you're badass.
Yeah. Well, I already told you my prediction, and we'll get into that.
Okay.
Okay? Got a lot of stuff going on with that. Dude, I got to find... We got a new sponsor, too. A soup broker.
Oh, really?
Caveman Coffee. Go to cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Get 10% off your coffee. Tebow, you're drinking Caveman Coffee right now. How's it taste?
It's delicious. There's very few things
Give
I like in my mouth.
Give me the texture on it. Really, talk about the texture.
Well, it's just delicious, delicious coffee that is not only good for you, but it allows you to be a big, strong, real man like our good friend Tate Fletcher.
All
who,
right.
We've established... is just better than us.
So you feel like you're more of a man.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I did not feel like a man until I started drinking this coffee this morning. And now I feel like I can do a lot of manly things. And that's all because of Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS and get 10% off of all of your coffee that makes you feel like a man. And if you're a woman and you want to feel like a man, you want to pull a reverse Caitlyn Jenner... You want to get back to Bruce?
Yeah.
That should be their motto. Get back to Bruce.
With Caveman Coffee. Hey, Tebow, you know, all the time we're hanging out, you're always talking about how you wish you had some more suits. You remember that when you did that last night?
I do have a wedding coming up that I would like a nice new suit for, Sam.
Well, what if I told you I can get a high-end...
I like that.
Super snazzy suit.
Okay.
For $250 that could be done in 2 days.
That's amazing. Cut and fit to my skinny AIDS-like body?
Yes. I can get that pregnant skeleton looking good.
Wow.
We can go Zoot Suit Riot on you. So
how would I do that, Sam?
Well, dude, all you got to do is go to ADSuits.com. That's ADSUITS.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, okay? And get top shelf suits for $250.
Wow, that sounds like
made
something
to order.
That sounds like something I'm going to do.
Hey, Mexican, do you want to go to your Mexican weddings in a nice, flashy, white, kind of blue powder blue tuxedo?
Yeah.
Well, you're fucked because they don't sell tuxedos.
Oh, God
down
damn
there.
It.
But you can get suits. If you're a white guy and you want suits, go to, hold on, where the site is, what is this? Okay, it's ALAINDUPETIT.com. I don't know. No, it's AdSuits. Go to AdSuits, dude. Go to AdSuits. Tell people go to AdSuits.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get some cheap stuff.
And as always, go to PUNCHDRUNK Sports.
Use the Amazon link.
Click on the Amazon link.
We haven't had anybody buying anything lately, and you know what? I'm really upset about that. Buy your shit.
Well, if you got to buy something on Amazon, and everybody does it every single week, just go to the Punch Drunk Sports website, click on the Amazon link, and that definitely helps your boys have some delicious caveman coffee and get back to Bruce.
And listen, guys, With the offers out there, and I'm really amazed nobody's taking us up on this offer. This is no other podcast does this. You get us a sponsor, you get a percentage of what we make.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Who else does that? Nobody.
I know NBC doesn't do that.
So, T-Bone, the ride over when you kept asking to blow me, and I was like, no, not yet.
I was requesting that you put your cock in my mouth. I didn't say anything about blowing
okay,
you.
Okay, that's true. That's true. That's true. One is an action, one is a motion. Listen, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. One of this, we've been challenged.
We have been challenged by another podcast.
Ooh.
Now, are they big podcasts or little podcasts?
Not only is it another podcast, they're getting up there. They're getting pretty big. And
who is it?
And they're another All Things Comedy podcast. And here's the bet that they would like to make.
This coffee is great.
It is good. You're the best. So here's the challenge. Occasionally Awesome.
Oh, these guys.
Nick Youssef and Kevin Christie.
Masters of Sex, Kevin Christie.
Masters of Sex
Showtime,
on Showtime.
Sunday night.
Five episodes left.
Beat off while your friends make money.
Yep, beat off while your friends get their house paid for.
Yes.
While I sleep in a ditch. Here's what they want to do, and it's very interesting. They would like to challenge us.
Yes.
And they are very cocky, and they think, without question, they can beat us in darts in a bar. Darts, just simple darts, darts rules.
Ooh.
And Ari claims to be very good.
Oh, hold on.
I know. But you look at his track record. He hasn't lost that many bag of bets other than when Nick humiliated him at basketball. And I think there's
a
revenge.
Are you good at darts?
I'm pretty solid at darts. Any events that happen in a bar, you got to expect that I at least have hours
so
on the
clock.
So
would it be two of us versus those two?
We'll have to work out the kinks with them. Maybe they might want to get a third in there. No ringers involved. It has to be somebody that's remotely involved.
What's
in their
another
show?
Podcast on this channel like fucking...
There's a million of them.
Like, Steve Simone.
I wouldn't trust Dean Del Rey. Steve Simone probably isn't that good at dark.
Why, you think Dean would be a ringer from his coke days in rock and roll?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we used to play darts all the time. You're kidding me?
We used to darts. Do these with heroin needles.
I used to play lawn darts with my face.
Mexican, are you good at it?
Absolutely.
At what age, what did you get first, your dart skills or your mustache?
Dude, dart skills.
Really?
Yeah. My family's a bunch of drinkers, so we were hanging out in bars like at 10.
Do you think the mustache came in once you mastered the fucking darts?
Yeah, once you got a perfect score, it just grew in.
Okay, so I'm down with that. Are we going to bag a bets it?
No, we're not going to bag a bets it. Here's what the bet is.
Can you have them call in so we can fucking talk shit?
Sure, I'll text Nick. It's what we're going to do is the winning team, and this is what's going to be cool, and I hope other ATC podcasts get behind this because I think this is a great cross-promotion idea. The losing team for 1 month has to do commercials for the other podcast and read the copy the way that those people write
Dude,
it.
Dude, that is hilarious.
So you got to be like, hey. Dumb Fox, I know you're listening to our shitty podcast, which is the worst podcast ever made.
Yeah.
But if you really like podcasts, you should.
Don't
you know what I mean?
Give them a commercial.
I know.
Don't give them a commercial,
I'm not. I'm just saying that's kind of the guy. So four episodes, you have to read the copy of their commercial just the way
that
it's written. Winner gets four free commercials on a different podcast.
Ooh.
And we'll record it and we'll put it out as special content.
Yeah.
I
respect that.
You know, the five of us playing darts or what, you know, we'll have to figure out how we have three and they have two. Maybe they want to pick up. And you know what? I'll have Nick call in and he can let us know how he wants to handle this.
Yeah, I got a bone
to
pick with Nick.
Okay.
I'm doing his show tomorrow and he didn't even list me in the people who like in the Twitter handle.
Oh, no. I did his podcast yesterday. He mentioned you on the podcast.
Yeah, but when he listed on Twitter, he listed all the other people except for me, and I was in the added seven people at the bottom. Pretty offended. Pretty fucking offended.
You didn't get top billing on the tweets?
I was pretty pissed. Let's get into dates out of the gates, and then I got some stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Hey, where are you
going to
be?
I'm going to be in an AA meeting at 2:30 today.
Perfect.
And right now, that's about it. I think I got a Comedy Store next week. I talked to Adam last night about that whole thing I was talking to you about, so that's all cool. I just texted Nick. But as far as right now, a couple podcasts are coming out that I'm on. I'm actually on the new Occasionally Awesome, if you want to listen to that on All Things Comedy. And I did Steve Simone's podcast last night, which was really great. What a great guy.
Mexican, where are you going to be?
I'm at La Jolla this weekend. Friday and Saturday. Steve Trevino and Jesus Trejo.
Oh, that's a great weekend.
Yeah.
That's a great weekend. Hey, guys. Congratulations on
that.
Thank you so much. It's Sam Tripoli here. I have some stuff in town. I'm doing Minnesota on Saturday, a private gig, so can't really go with that. My next big gig is on the road. The second week of September, I'm at Stand Up Scottsdale. I'm thinking about recording a CD there.
I did it on Twitter in Calgary,
and it just got weird. So I'm thinking about doing it in Arizona. And then in case I really want to shoot a special. I want to find a room in L.A. that I can do two shows. All I got to do is put 70 people in two shows, like 140 people, and record two 1 hours, and I want to shoot a special. So I'm trying to set that up for either late September or early October. But I will be at Stand Up Scottsdale the second week of September. Please come out, hang out, rock out. I also want to see if you guys get a chance. Please go and... subscribe to my YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/naughtyonice3D. That's Naughty on Ice in 3D. Put that in. I need to get 500 subscribers so I can change that handle. You got to get up to 500. That's the only way they'll let you change your Twitter handle. Check that out. Also, new Twisted is out, my one-hour rant show. That's out, and I had a great time doing it. It was really good yesterday. And then a new episode of the International Bad Boys will be out.
A lot of people loving that pod, buddy.
What, the International Bad Boys?
A lot of good things. A lot of people talking about it.
If you wanted a podcast done by Quentin Tarantino about using and abusing, that's the International Bad Boys. It is a ultra-funny podcast about sex, drugs, crimes, and bad decisions, and with three recovering comics. So I love it. Dude, we had a weird episode like a week ago.
Heard about it. Actually listened to it.
But this episode is killer. It's out tomorrow. And Chelsea Skidmore is fucking, dude, hilarious. Her and Steve Randolph are fucking gold.
Those are two people, and you found your way yet again to find a podcast. You should have like a podcast in your own network called How Are These People Still Alive?
Yeah.
Because every person from me to Gareth to Randolph to Skidmore to Skippy Simon to everybody you involve yourself with, you really hear some stories from people and you go, how have you made it this far in life without falling off a cliff, getting stabbed in the face, getting murdered?
Dude, she told a story yesterday. I was like, I had to laugh. I was so uncomfortable.
What?
For you to say that, that's pretty bold, too.
I'm like, oh, God. So that's it. Thanks for all the support. First of all, guys, we had great numbers last week. I can't thank you enough for being such great fans of the podcast. You guys really support us, and our numbers are growing. We appreciate you guys. Go on iTunes. You guys leave great reviews. Please keep doing that. And listen, man, the only way this podcast grows and gets to where we all want to be is if you guys let people who like sports and shady shit know about this. So tell your friends. If everybody got 3 to 4 to 5 friends to listen to this podcast, this shit would blow up. And I think we could do it. I think we're the best sports podcast out there. No disrespect to our good friends at Fired Kid. They're fucking great. Happy for their
success. I'd like to challenge them to a fist fight.
Well, you got that. Mexican. Why am I in that? Okay. You just go.
All right.
So, yeah, that's it. So let's get into some stuff. We got a guy calling in who writes on the podcast. He's going to talk.
Let me ask you about.
I wanted to bring something up. Sorry. Okay. Did you guys see this? The IndyCar driver Justin Wilson died.
Yeah.
He got hit in the head by a random piece of object from a car during the race.
Oh, as he was racing?
Yeah, as they were racing, a car got hit, and then like a piece of debris flipped up, and you just see, there's a video of it, you just see it go, and it just kind of bounces off, and it doesn't look like anything, but then you realize they're going like fucking extremely fast, so it fucking...
You know, dude, that's an interesting thing, because it's like, yeah, it's a horrible thing that somebody died, and you wish this never happened. The percentage of this, the odds on this happening is like 1 in a billion.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, dude, at the end of the day, that's part of the risk.
Dude, that's probably the most dangerous sport. More people die in that sport than any other sport.
Oh, yeah.
Except for post-career NFL.
Yeah,
pretty NFL's high, pretty high suicide rate concussion slash depression. You know,
but that's the glory. Like, you know, it's like I don't want to disrespect anybody and their, you know, and what they're going through. But you know, there's a bit of glory you go for when you want to be a pro athlete. It's like, why do you want to do stand up? Because you want the glory.
Mm-hmm. You I just go don't through... want a real job. That's
yeah,
really it.
That's it. Me too.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's more people have died in NASCAR than UFC, than boxing, than all these sports that everyone's like, wow, that is so dangerous. It's like, yeah, so is going 240 miles an hour
right.
and dicking around on a racetrack
right.
where if one tire blows,
right.
people have died in the stands from cars flipping up into those stands.
100%.
It's a
they
dangerous
hit that wall
thing.
And then it's like, boom, boom, boom.
But I mean, that's also why it's so exciting. I mean, it's why combat sports is exciting. That's why the NFL is, to me, more exciting than the NBA or baseball, is because there's that added element of danger where it's like these people are... in essence, gladiators, and risking their lives, you know, in these cars or in the octagon or in the ring or on the gridiron, they're risking their health.
Yes,
for me to watch them and cheer against them and yell racial slurs under my drunken breath.
Yeah, that's good. Do you do that?
Sometimes.
Tyler Dobbs is supposed to call in right now to talk a little fantasy football. Let's get into our fantasy league, shall we?
I would like to say congratulations to all of the 11 combatants.
I don't know
in Red State Teeb who have all been filled. They are all in. Congratulations to the guy who donated blood and then used that money to get drunk. Congratulations to the guy that drank an entire bottle of gin. All these things are like, well, what do you want me to do to be in the league? I'll donate blood and then I'll get drunk with that money. I got you do that, prove it to me and you're in.
That is so
funny.
There he
is sending me a picture with a fucking IV right in his fucking thing.
Holy shit.
That is wanting it.
The next guy drank a whole bottle of gin and made a video. The video's very funny. Gee, I did it. I drank the gin. I smoked a pot. He didn't smoke the pot. He smoked a pot.
I like
and for that, sir, you are in. So
yours is full.
Mine is full. We have 6 people that have drinking problems and have gotten sober versus 6 people that may need to get sober.
Is him?
Oh, yeah. Joining us on the podcast, he's a great writer for Punch Drunk Sports. Please check out Punch Drunk Sports. It's got, dude, we're actually getting legit articles written, which is really exciting. Please welcome to the show one of the writers. You know him as Big T Dobbs. It's Tyler Dobbin, everybody. Tyler Dobbin, how are you, bud?
I don't think we can hear him yet.
Oh, you can't hear him? Hold on, Tyler.
Hang on, buddy. We got to plug you into the
it's
thing.
Over here. It's over here. It's that one. It's that one thing. Okay, where is it? Tyler, hold on.
Hang on, we
hold on.
So we can
Mexican, this is what you're supposed to do. You don't have a lot of room.
I missed a fat
Tyler,
man.
Did we lost Tyler. God damn it. God damn it, Frank.
Sorry.
Where's the fat man when we need him?
You don't have a lot of jobs. It's one thing to make sure Skype. Call
what
back
happened
in,
to the
Tyler.
Fat man, by the way?
He's probably OD.
I've not even heard from him.
Yeah, you remember we had him in one time. And
all right, and here he is.
Tyler Dobbins, you there?
What's happening, boys?
Thanks for calling in, and thank you for writing on the podcast, on the website. You're one of our top writers.
One of our top 200 writers, so congratulations.
No, we don't have 200. We have some good writers, though, man. We have about 10. I'd like to get up to about 30. That's my goal. So if you want to write for Punch Drunk Sports, go to the website, punchdrunksports.com.
Or email write for punchdrunk.com.
Now, Tyler, it's about to be Fantasy League. We're discussing Fantasy Leagues. Are you in our Fantasy Leagues?
Yeah, man, for
which,
sure.
Which You're, one are you I, in?
Are you in the main one?
Yeah, I'm in the main one. Last year, Cowboy and Ari like to say they won, but I'd love to see their proof.
Oh, how do you say? There was some controversy. What does it say?
I believe there was a tie.
Hey, it was a tie game, and it goes to the regular season leader. So if you check on ESPN, I mean, facts are facts.
Wow. Controversy.
Wow. So you actually tied.
So the last game you guys tied?
Yeah, final game we tied.
And then the tiebreaker,
yeah,
goes to best regular season record?
Season.
And is that what you had?
Yeah.
You had a better regular season record.
Yeah, man.
You are the Punch Drunk Champ, and Ari has been dethroned.
Yeah! Champion!
Oh, finally, the recognition.
The recognition you deserve. I would like to apologize to you, Tyler, for the utter disrespect you have been shown by Ari's misleading, lying Jew bullshit in claiming he's the champ.
I agree.
You are the champ, my friend.
How quickly you guys jumped on this to make Ari not the champ is the
funniest. Mexican, shut up! We're celebrating championships!
We're listening, we're talking to a champ.
Yeah, champion. That's what we're going to refer to you. Tyler Champion, let me ask you something. We have three other leagues. Tell me if you think this is a good idea or not. I'm thinking about making my league an all-auto draft league.
Whoa.
Now, does that take away the fun of the of being in
fantasy? Person's way to get it done, for sure.
What?
It's an easier way, that's for sure.
Well, does it take away the fun of drafting?
I mean, the problem with the fun of drafting is being there with your buddy. So once it's on the computer, I don't really see it being too big a deal, but people are pretty down with the draft. You know, it's FanDuel and those things are really blowing up because people just want to continuously draft.
Oh, by the way, we might have a brand new sponsor. Hopefully next week we'll be able to announce it. Daily Fantasy League, people want to sponsor the podcast. So let's get into this, man. You are our fantasy football fantasy draft. Now, is it just football or do you do all the sports?
I did the baseball rankings, too, last year. It's not quite working out as well as the football rankings.
Why?
Did for me, but it's all right.
Why isn't it working?
I'm just in fourth. Just in fourth, I think, in the baseball
pool. So you're getting your ass handed to you. That's why.
Sacktown Blue is fighting me for space.
Sacktown's the grown-ass man.
TBL.
The TBL is a fucking real deal. He is a force to be reckoned with. We love our black listener, okay? We love him. Listen.
I love him so much, we put him to fucking work. And a lot of work. Each year, we just
give
him a bigger
workload. And by
the way,
for free. It's free. We put our only black listener to work for free.
Exactly. And Mexican.
I think there's a term for that. I don't want to bring it up, but...
Yeah, it's called slavery.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. So listen, let's get into it. Drafting.
Where to start? You know, I think the main thing this year is sort of, you know, I'm just focused mostly on QBs this year. You know, it's usually an afterthought a bit outside of the top one or two. But I think it's where value can be had this year for sure.
Okay. So, I mean, like, I don't necessarily think you should go for a quarterback in your first two rounds unless you're drafting way back in the first round and all the good running backs are taken. I mean, unless you can get you're looking to get an Aaron Rodgers or a Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Luck, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
And even Rodgers' value has gone down a little bit with Jordy Nelson being done for the year.
So let's get into this. Let's talk about value, no value. Okay? Let's start with running backs. Who's your value picks? And then who are some people should stay away from? Let's go into value picks.
Yeah. Value picks on the running back side, I think, like Lamar Miller out of Miami seems to be in a spot where you can get him at a great cost. You know, I would see him sort of as a top 12 running back. You're looking at sort of third round value there. Stewart, the Carolina back, too. Just going far too late. You know, the gap between these guys and people like who I'm avoiding, like LeSean McCoy or even, you know, Justin Forsett. There's just hardly a gap, but you're saving it a round, even two rounds before you have to draft these guys.
So a lot of people have Adrian Peterson going number one. Do you see that?
Yep.
I that's too scary for me, man. I on the punch run cranks, we've got Peterson at the fourth pick off the board.
And number one would be, what's his face, Kansas City?
Yeah, I got Charles number one. I just think that, you know, he's got the clear handcuff with Nile Davis. You're just sort of guaranteed production front to back. You know, I've really been focused on who's going to get me points every week this year. Trying to avoid those guys that put up, you know, 30 one week, but then I'll have two or three weeks as zeros.
So you're talking now running back, stay away from. You said McCoy is bad. Who else do we got? Who else would you suggest?
McCoy's knee injury is scary. I think I'm not touching Joseph Randle in the Cowboys situation at all.
Really?
I would take McFadden over Randle, I would think.
Really?
And he's such a gamble with his injuries.
See, that's the argument. Is the offensive line is there, but your call's as good as mine to see who's going to get 12 touches, 15 touches a game.
It'd be interesting to see a healthy McFadden with an offensive line like that.
Dude, that's his problem. It's never, ever, ever, ever healthy. He's not. I'm a Raiders fan.
I know.
He's got.
I didn't say he's going to be healthy all year. I'm saying it would be interesting to see the kind of numbers he could put up if, and it's a big if, he could stay healthy and have an offensive line like that. It's also a lot easier to get injured when you have no offensive line and just your whole team offensively is in shambles like the Raiders have been. With the exception of last year, I think they've come around a little bit with Carr. But
okay, let's get in the wide receivers. Let's get in the wide receivers. What do you who do you like right now?
Well, one huge standout at wide receiver for me is Jeremy Maclin going to the Chiefs.
Love that.
I got no idea why people steer clear of this guy. Anytime he's in, he does have some injury concern, but anytime he's in, he just seems to put up 100 yards a game. No problem.
Yep.
Now, but they got a quarterback controversy in
Kansas City? No.
Yeah. Dude, no, Alex no White's good, and then Chase, what's his name? Chase, what's the backup's name?
Daniels.
Chase Daniels has been having a much better preseason than Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is their absolute
starter. I mean, you got to look at Andy Reid's system. You know, Macklin's done it there before. And, you know, he's coming from a place where he had Sanchez throwing him balls and Matt Barkley was in for a couple of games. Yet he still, I think Macklin was number 6 or 7 overall wideout last year.
So you like Macklin? Who else? Give us two more sleeper picks. Our sleeper picks. Punch drunk sleeper picks.
I got Anquan Boldin about 3 or 4 rounds higher than seemingly most people. He just seems to always do it. I got no problem taking the veteran there. He's the type of guy that I would take over almost every rookie or, you know, going. I saw your boy Cooper, Sam.
He's like the West Coast
Steve
Smith.
I got guys like Larry Fitzgerald, Anquan Boldin, Brandon Marshall, these type of guys over, you know, someone like Martavius Bryant in Pittsburgh is going ahead of these guys. No thanks.
Yeah.
What's your take on this Reggie Wayne to the Patriots thing?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Belichick that he just signed him so he can get info.
Yeah.
Spend $200,000, release him in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I don't think he's getting released.
No way. I'm really amazed
that
Carolina didn't go after him.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or they said the Packers were too.
Reggie Wayne's name's preceding his production. It's been 3 years of really poor play from Wayne. He hasn't broke 1,000 yards since about since maybe Andrew Luck's rookie season. I don't like it too much as far as skill wise is concerned. I think he's declining. But you know, if the opportunity's there, LaFell hasn't practiced yet, so who knows? But you know, I would see him as sort of sixth option on the Patriots. Yeah, I mean you got running back Gronkowski, Edelman. I mean, I'd have
Gronk
him
for sure
behind Danny Amendola just because he knows Amendola knows the system. Uh-huh. Belichick doesn't put up with mistakes.
Yeah, I see him a little higher than that in there, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't view it as a huge game changer for sure.
All right, let's get into who do you think people should stay away from in drafting wide receivers?
Wide out wise to avoid. Well, stick to the Patriots. I don't think I'm going to touch Patriots receivers unless they fall deep. I don't mind where LaFell is going, but he's an injury risk. Edelman is going way too high for me. I mean, people have him going at the top 25 receiver. I don't see that happening. Who knows what Garoppolo is going to do before Brady gets back, and who knows what's going to happen.
What do
Brady
we think Brady's going to – how many games do you think he's going to end up getting? I think he's going to end up doing 2.
I seriously, at this point, think it's equal that he could have 0 or he could have 4. I have no idea. It just seems like such a shit show in the league.
They really fucked that up.
Dude, I give it.
They fucked that up.
Okay,
Goodell, you fucked
let's get into
up.
That after this talk. Let's stay on fantasy, then we'll get into this after. We'll discuss it. Okay.
Did you just ask a question and then not let people answer it?
Yeah.
What do you think about this Brady thing?
We'll talk about that later. I totally agree with that, and I realize that we should stay on thing. My apologies.
No, it's fine.
So stay away from Patriots wide receivers. Anybody else?
Just personally, I'll probably steer clear of DeSean Jackson. He's another one of those guys that seems just like to hammer a 25-point week and then have 2 4-point games type of thing.
How about for you? Now, I know you said to pick up Antoine Bolden, but what do we think about these wide receivers for San Francisco? You think they're going to do anything? Because, I mean, that Bleacher Report and their power rankings, they had San Francisco last.
Of all 32 teams?
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea. But
they've lost like 14 people. That's not an exaggerated number. They've had like 6 guys retire. 2 or 3 guys go to prison. I think one of them's on death row.
Yeah.
You know, they've lost so much.
Yeah.
And core stuff. Offensive line, defensive line. You know, core stuff.
I mean, like, is Kaepernick going to be able to get the ball to these people? You know,
I mean, it's a pretty sad situation out there. Harbaugh seemed like such an idiot, but all these people left because he left. It seems like I don't really get that. But,
why was he an idiot?
I mean, I'd avoid. He just, I don't know, look at his pants.
Okay, I mean, maybe he's not the best dresser, but I thought he went there. I think he's a good coach.
Sometimes you get these coaches that are so polarizing. And they really are. That's how Ditka was when he was with the Bears and then when he went to the Saints. You're such a polarizing character, and the team is all about you. It's Jim Harbaugh's 49ers. That they bump heads with GMs and owners so much that eventually you go, Jimmy Johnson, another classic example. If Jimmy Johnson had stayed with the Cowboys instead of Switzer, they probably win 3 more Super Bowls. But him and Jerry Jones just couldn't be in the same room together.
You know why they're all super alphas.
Yeah,
like,
and I think that's what Jim
alphas.
Harbaugh was there. He's like, this is my team. And the guy's like, no, it's not. You're the coach. This is my team. And Harbaugh's like, ask around. Ask the city of San Francisco whose team this is. And they're like, okay, yeah, you got to go.
Yeah. The egos, dude.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's taking away from Harbaugh's skill as a coach. He just seems like such a douchebag on everything you hear about him.
Well, he is a jock. There's no doubt that, like, Harbaugh is a jock. You could tell how he used to interact with Pete Carroll. Like, they would bump heads. He loves to, like, get in people's faces.
Yeah, dude, he loves the competition. I mean, he was a great competitor in college, a great quarterback in the pros. One, turned Stanford's program around. One hell of a recruiter, and he's great with.
Well, he's won everywhere he went. I want to get into Michigan a little later too, but.
Big losses on the San Francisco side, but I think that Bolden sort of strikes me as Kaepernick's security blanket, so that's why I'm sort of still fine with grabbing him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about
Torrey Smith too? Who could be a sleeper Torrey Smith's good. Well, he was great in Baltimore. It's like one of those things. We'll see. Were you a systems guy or how well he can do that, but he's going to be their deep threat, so we'll see.
They had great wide receivers last year. They had Steve White. Is that his name? Steve White from Buffalo they got?
Stevie Johnson.
Oh, Stevie.
Who he went to the White? Chargers now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought they were good. Tight ends, who we like? Obviously, you got Gronkowski. A lot of talk that Graham isn't going to be as good as he was in New Orleans only because they're not going to use him that way, which I think is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you get the best wide receiver, tight end, and then use him to block?
Do you think for a second that there's a lot of truth behind that? We got the best hands tight end that there is, but we're just going to use him to block. So don't even think about him because he's only going to be blocking for us. We gave him $22 million to just come in here and block, so nothing to see here. Yeah, we got Jordan, but we're going to use him as a point guard. He's just going to do a lot of passing. We're not going to let Jordan shoot. Yeah. So don't worry. I know it's a preseason, but you can trust me. We're just going to let Jordan pass the ball and box out a lot.
My apologies,
but don't you think?
I'm just trying to ask questions.
Well, I just think it's ridiculous. But you're not inventing this. People have been saying this all offseason, and I'm like, who do you think we are? Who do you think we are? The dumbest people in the world? Sure, he's going to block a little more because he's in a system with one of the better running backs.
Okay.
You know? Of course he's going to have to block a little more. But, of course, play action is going to be a lot more of a fucking game for here, too, where he peels off of a block on a play action pass, and now he's wide the fuck open.
Yeah.
They're going to run play action probably 15 times more a game now, you know, with Graham in there.
Yeah, not to mention Russell Wilson on those scramble drills. Like, there's not a guy in the league you'd rather have than Jimmy Graham. Just like, oh, go scramble, Jimmy. Russell will find you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go scramble, Jimmy. Go scramble.
Yeah, there's a.
Yeah, I love the spot Jimmy Graham's going. If you can get him at the start of the third round, I'd snatch that.
Would they give up a first for him?
They gave up their starting center for him.
Yeah, they gave up a center and maybe some other bullshit, like a fourth round or some bullshit.
Wow.
Can you look that up, what he was traded for, Jimmy Graham?
Let's talk offensive line. Who would you draft? On what offensive tackle would you draft in this draft? I'm only kidding, dude. And it was a bad
tough job to get there.
I was like, what are you talking about, offensive tackle?
Let's get into defenses. What defenses are looking good?
Well, defense for me, I mean, I'm never going to be touching a defense before about the second or third to last round. So I'm usually looking at that sort of second
tier. Tebow gave you the stink face.
No, it's like my last pick or second to last pick.
Is a good defense.
Yeah. Is defense kicker.
Is any defense going to sneak up on you instead of the regulars, obviously?
Arizona, I think, is going to have a stingy defense. I think the Rams, once again, could have a solid defense.
I like Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
When I'm looking for defenses, I'm usually just trying to figure out who's going to sack the quarterback because that seems to turn to turnovers, and that turns into fantasy points.
Yep. I mean, Seattle always. I mean, Seattle's going to be good, I think.
But some retard in your draft is going to draft Seattle in the seventh or eighth round.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
Yeah, and it's like, and the
Mexicans retarded.
The point value.
Jimmy Graham and a fourth round pick to Seattle in exchange for Max Unger.
Yep.
Oh.
Why am I retarded?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jimmy Graham, and they got a fourth round pick, and they got Jimmy Graham?
Yep.
No. Max Unger and a fourth round pick.
They sent him and a fourth round pick to get Max Unger.
Got you. Thank you. I was like,
and a first round pick.
That's great, dude. Defenses. Real quick, so we got any defense to stay away from?
Sheesh. I mean,
Washington.
No, if you don't end up with a really good defense, I would just be looking week to week.
Yeah.
That's the key to fantasy league, is your week to week pickups.
Yep. I always like to have like that variable spot of this guy is only on my team right now because I need to be cutting somebody weekly.
Yeah.
Whether you have two defenses 1 week or two kickers 1 week or some handcuffed running back where you're just praying for the other guy to get injured so you have value.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a guy that's like, hey, I got a bye week problem this week because I have so many people on a bye. Bye-bye, variable guy.
Bye-bye, variable guy.
I had you on my roster as long as I could, but someone's got to go, and it's you, fuckface. There's always a bubble guy.
Okay.
What do you guys think, what do you guys have the top five, like just general top five sort of playing out as right now?
Top five what? Defenses?
Overall picks?
Just overall.
I mean, in no particular order,
Why not particular order?
Well, because it could go any which way, shape, or form. Oh, he got us. He got us. Did he just get us?
Oh, he got you.
That's
he
how you do
got
it.
Got us.
That's how you
well,
do it. That's a good
done.
Caller. That's just a guy that works for the show. He knows the game. He knows the gigs.
Well done. I was going to ask him a legit question.
But I would say, you know, Peterson for sure.
I should have known something else. I'm like, that's such a random, weird question.
I was suspicious about it.
Yeah, I was too.
But then he started to get specific about it. Then he let us go. That was a good hang-up.
Well played.
That's how you do it.
Well played.
You haven't done any fantasy drafts yet, have you?
No.
Now, you're in
up.
You're in
four.
Two leagues here. Your league back home with your buddies in the comedy store, and I am in the same. I'm in my league back home.
You're in all my leagues except for two.
How do you get in the comedy store league?
Wait
10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait
what
a decade.
What you can do is go to somebody in the league and make a bag of bets with them.
Yep.
Going, I believe you're going to fall in the last two. If not, I'll bag a bet you something.
Mm. And if I win, I get your spot in this league. And if you win, Well, what happened the last time this bet was made? Somebody
Moses
had to
sucks.
Moses
is generally always bottom
league.
Two or three.
He is always bad.
And it's not even that he drafts bad. He does dumb shit throughout the year.
Yeah, he is not smart at fantasy football.
Yeah, he generally does not do fare very well.
Hilarious.
Can we get Moses calling so we can tell him how bad he is at
fantasy?
You
want me to have him calling?
Yes.
I mean, Nick's not calling in. He hasn't gotten back to me, but I am very curious about this. Oh, that's what I was telling you. So I was talking to a good friend of the show, Ryan O'Neill, last night. We were hanging out.
Oh, I wanted to get into something before you get into something random.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I wanted to talk about it's early, but if you had to go with Super Bowl picks, who would you go with?
God.
These are way too early Super Bowl picks. I already have mine. I'll give you some time.
Nick said, when should he call in?
Call in right now.
Okay.
But I'm going to give my Super Bowl picks.
God, it's so early. I mean, I don't want to say it.
Aaron, do you have any predictions? Aaron, God damn it!
I mean, what
are we all high today?
No, I'm feeling goofy.
What would it be?
Because I'm high.
Super Bowl picks. God.
My Super Bowl picks, my way
Indiana.
Too early.
Indianapolis.
On. Yeah.
Indianapolis.
That's one of mine. The
Is
Colts
it?
Versus... the Arizona Cardinals. Those are my picks.
I just see their offense not being able to produce
enough. I disagree, dude. I think they're going to be better this year.
Postseason.
And I think Carson Palmer stays healthy and they kill everybody.
I'm going to go with... Dun, 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 dun.
I have a feeling I already know.
Indianapolis Colts versus the Atlanta Falcons in first Sunday of February.
Okay. All right, those are your picks. Mexican, do you have picks?
I think the Eagles are going to do it.
Okay.
Eagles, wow.
Are they going to play anybody, or is nobody from the AFC going to show up?
Their team's going to get disqualified.
Okay.
It's going to be like the newest big
scandal. So then it'll be the Patriots.
It's going to be the newest big scandal.
Patriots versus Eagles.
Yep.
Aaron, get a sack and make a fucking call.
And don't say the St. Louis Cardinals.
I love how much you abuse it.
I don't abuse them. I'm feeling ornery and goofy today.
I love it.
I mean, Seattle will probably be back.
There you go.
Seattle versus anybody in particular?
I think the Colts, yeah.
We all have the Colts except for the Mexican. We all have the Colts going to the Super Bowl. They made some good pickups. Does Frank Gore have anything left?
Absolutely.
Come on.
I think Frank Gore with the Colts will give 800 or more yards rushing, 7 touchdowns or more.
Wow.
I'll go 8 touchdowns, 800 yards is the over-under for him, and I will take the over.
Okay. Hey, guys, if you're listening at home, call in with your Super Bowl picks. You're way too early Super Bowl picks. We want to hear who you think are going
to
go.
We would like to hear pointless predictions from the preseason where it is so early, all of us are going to change our answers by week 4.
Let me just say
this. You might not.
Can we also name our who's going to win hottest cheerleading crew? Let's get into that. Ooh. Who's got the hottest
cheerleading?
Is that a
thing?
Yeah, well, it's a punch drunk thing.
Oh, so you mean who are we going to give that to?
Yes.
I have to see all the cheerleaders
to
know what I think.
Well, that's the whole point. It's the way too early predictions for the NFL season, and we're going through them.
It's not the Falcons.
Not the Falcon cheerleaders?
No. Uh-uh.
Why? They thick black bitches, and I love them.
That would be right in your wheelhouse.
That would be in my wheelhouse.
No, the Falcon cheerleaders, because, you know, I have like a Falcon app and I have all these, you know, different, I peruse all the different Falcons.
How about this?
And they always show like, hey, here's a congratulations to all of our cheerleaders that made it for this 2015, 2016. So it's a picture. So you go through and look at all of them. They all look like Real Housewives of Orange County, that like chicks that latch onto rich dudes and like get their teeth whitened and fake tanned. They're not hot.
Last year was the Philadelphia Eagles is number one.
Named by who? Who's naming this?
Yeah, Washington Times.
No way the Philadelphia fucking cheerleaders are the hottest cheerleaders in the NFL.
Who is number two?
No way.
I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals. No. San Diego Chargers.
That's definitely up there.
Ooh, nope. Cardinals is number six, number two.
Where's San Diego?
Where's Miami?
Hold on. Let me... I got to click.
Miami would be up there. I think Miami, San Diego, Arizona. Because you go, what cities are just littered with hot chicks?
Ooh, the Kansas City. Carolina Panthers.
That's surprising to me.
What's the number here? I'm going to put it. I want to hear all your way too early predictions. You can make up a prediction. Who's going to get arrested? Who's your way too early NFL prediction on who's going to get arrested?
Redskins is number four.
Who's going to get busted with hookers? Way too early predictions, everybody. Let's get some bite. Hey, you're in the calling in the Punch Drunk Sports. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how I'm going to beat the shit out of Jason Tebow's dart.
Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, from Occasionally
Whoa.
Awesome, the creator of the greatest selling comedy CD of all time. Stop not owning this. Nicholas Youssef. Hi, fuckface.
Nick, how did it sell? How'd your CD do? How is it doing?
Do people own it?
It did pretty good. It was never on CD. It was only digital and vinyl.
Oh, that's great. How hard was it to set up the digital?
What's that?
Was it hard to set up the okay, I got what you're saying. My apologies. I want to start selling my CD in little digital, like, USB ports. Because nobody actually, unless you do cocaine, you don't actually need a CD.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know anyone that buys CDs anymore. But the USB thing's not a bad idea. You just have to find something that makes cheap USBs.
Let's get into this bet, and then I got a bone to pick with you, bro.
Now, let me say this, Nick. First and foremost,
okay, bro.
We absolutely, without question, accept your challenge to darts.
Wait, what game, though?
Oh, yeah.
But
we'll get into that, Mexican.
My question for you is, if there's three of us, if Ari's in town when we do this, and all three of us are there, and Ari, I believe, may be our best dart player on our team. I don't know.
Well, I've already beaten Ari at darts numerous times.
Have you played? When's the last time you guys played?
Last year when we were in Chicago doing Zanies together, we went to a bar and I beat him like I think three times in a row. Like that.
So say you. So say you. So say
well,
you.
That's the truth. That's
No.
Truth.
We don't know it's the truth. It's not like the first time you've lied. Okay.
So now would you, if there's three of us and there's two of you, how would you guys pick up a third? Would you pick up another All Things Comedy podcaster such
Can
as
I
a,
say something?
Oh,
dude?
Yeah, I'm one of the greatest darts players. I used to play with Mick Jagger.
Hey, listen, Tebow. I think there's no thing in martial arts that if somebody challenges you, you get to make the rules, okay? Oh. And my rule is we get to pick who their third member is, because they challenged us.
Josh Martin or Josh Meyerowitz?
Yeah, we'll pick one. We're allowed to pick.
We don't need a third person.
Davey Weston?
Why don't we just do two on two? Why is it going to be we got to get a third?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, this is a three-person show. And
this
is
a three-person podcast, and we'd all like to join in and kick in your ass.
Oh, I see. You all want a piece of it.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys could go with Boon Shakalaka as your third.
Yeah, we'd like that. We get to pick the third person you guys get on your team.
But he gets to keep his darts.
Yeah,
I was under the impression that it was just going to be one representative from each podcast.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't want to speak for Kevin and say that he's a good dart player or a dart player at all. I have no idea. I pick darts.
How about this? The other team gets to pick who represents you.
Well, then we absolutely know. We absolutely know that means it would be Sam versus Kevin.
Right.
And dude, I have no problem with that. I would light that dog up. I'd light him up. Tebow, I'd light you up in darts.
I don't know about that.
I think
Sam.
We're all going to play darts.
I really don't know
about
that.
I don't know about that.
Let's have a go practice round. Let's go do it.
I'm fine with that.
So,
I don't know if your cardio is good enough to play darts.
Wow. That's a bad ticker.
Who's that for? Me or him?
That was
me
for
or you.
You.
Really? Fuck you.
Of course that was for you.
Oh, and you're in great shape.
I know, but you, that zinger, obviously, I don't think anybody would think was intended towards me.
I am on par in terms of shape with everybody in this one. You have a different metabolism. You're thinner, but your lungs are way more wrecked than mine.
Probably.
I don't know, man. Sam's getting sweaty describing fantasy sports.
Yeah, well, that's passion. That's not sweat. That's passion. I'm willing to do it. I think we got to wait till Ari comes on next week and discuss our plans with him.
Yep.
And then we present them to Nick or Kevin next week after we discuss it with Ari.
Okay.
I think Ari should have a right to weigh in on this.
I'm fine with that.
And give his side of the Chicago massacre that supposedly happened.
Yeah, the great fire.
The great Chicago fire of 2013.
The Zany's meltdown.
Yeah. Real quick, Nick, before we boot you off this higher-rated show, listen, I am a little offended by you. You didn't you didn't even list me in the comedians, in the Twitter handles for your show coming up. I have as many Twitter followers, if not more, than everybody except for two people on that. No, I was in the added seven people at the bottom list.
No, I tagged everybody in the tweet that's on the show.
No, you didn't. You listed four people. Steve Ranzisi, totally understandable. Nikki Glaser, totally understandable. And then after that, it was a bunch of people that who I like as human beings, but I had more Twitter followers, and I'm feeling a little offended.
You're saying you're upset I didn't put you in the main part of the tweet.
Yeah.
You didn't give him top billing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't mind me.
I knew when I was writing out that tweet, I was like, because when I tweet about that show, every tweet is different. So, like, I'll put different people in the main part of it. Because I'll tweet about it, like, four or five times. So, as I was doing it, I'm like, I bet Sam will be upset he's not in this one.
Yeah, I am.
That's exactly what I thought.
I am.
Yeah, and my answer to that is, it's a two-part answer. Part one is there are going to be other tweets about the show where you will be, I'll rotate people in and out. And then part two is try not to be a pussy.
Okay, well, listen, dude, I'll be very, where am I going in the lineup? There you go. Go fuck yourself.
You should have waited till he started talking.
He was about to
take a breath.
I heard this.
Uh-huh.
I heard.
Well, we're going to find out next week how this darts action is going to go down. But we will be releasing this just like we did the basketball episode, just like we did the bowling episode, just like we did the golf episode. And we are going to defend your honor, Punch Drunk fans. Sure, we lose a lot. Sure, I've lost a lot in my life. Friendships, dignity, pride, self-worth. But we will not lose, in your honor, to these jerks.
Dude, I cannot lose to fucking hipsters.
Dude, they're going to out skinny jean us. They're going to show up listening to fucking cool music with their scarves and their little glasses and all their hot little fans that follow them around and want to suck them sideways like a harmonica. But no, that won't stop us from sports greatness. I don't know how or what we're going to do with the third person. I definitely feel that we are going to need all of us to win. We can't. One person plays against one person. If he starts losing, this isn't about I challenge so-and-so to darts. This is our show against your show.
Yeah.
And that requires participation by everybody.
I totally agree, dude. I totally agree. We should.
So whether they want to go, maybe they can take Magical. Maybe they get Magical as the all things comedy overseer. Because I tell you what, I guarantee you Magical's not good at darts.
Why?
Look at him.
Well, he's too fancy?
He hasn't spent enough time in bars crying into a beer while you're throwing a weapon at a wall.
Really? You think? I don't know. Al seems to be good at everything
does. Okay, who do you think's better at darts? Bill Burr or Madrigal?
Okay, Bill Burr.
Of course. So if we got to get one of the two big brothers from All Things Comedy, it ain't going to be Burr.
Who else is on All Things? Aaron, can you talk? Aaron, yeah. Who do you think? Why do I think you're looking at Pornhub right now?
Nope. I'm looking at your face.
Because that's what you would be doing if you had his job.
Yes, I would be. Who do you think we should put on the Occasionally Awesome team. Who else would be good from the All Things Comedy
That's
group?
Not really good at darts, but might bring a lot of people to watch this.
I mean, there's a guy you guys are forgetting who's got probably the most bar experience of anybody, Bert Kreischer.
Oof. I don't want none of that.
I don't want any.
I don't want none of that.
Dude, we're not looking for ringers, bro.
I guarantee you Bert Kreischer is going to be good. Somebody that's not going to be that good but might have a, like, Brody would be. Brody could have a meltdown,
Brody
but he's not
Stevens
All Things Comedy. I really would like to keep it All Things Comedy. Brody's not on All Things Comedy.
Is he on All Things Comedy? No. Oh, then he's dead to us.
Who else do we got that would be like, oh, that guy would be entertaining to have there, and he also is terrible at darts.
Let's go through. Who else is on the – who else is – Mo Mandel?
He's got that bar show.
Yeah, that's true. He's got that bar show.
He's still on the network.
Who else is there?
We'll think of it.
I'm going to do rapid fire with you, Tebow, for NFLs and NFL stuff.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
You give me your opinion really quickly.
Love it.
RG3 Gruden, is there an issue there?
There always has been, and I believe there always will be.
And do you think that it's he's doing stuff on purpose because an NFL anonymous NFL coach said came out on ESPN and said that can't believe how Gruden is treating RG3?
I mean, purpose, I don't know. I mean, I don't ever believe that as anybody's going to do something like put somebody in harm's way or try to get them hurt. Bottom line is RG3 is made of glass. He's always been like that. He's had two knee surgeries before he was ever even drafted.
Yeah.
And a third one since he's been in the NFL. Just had one hell of a concussion the other day. He was on the ground for 3 minutes. I don't think RG3 gets through the season.
Okay,
one way
fire.
Or another.
What do you think about Hoyer starting for the Houston Texans? Like it? Don't like it?
I like it.
Is he overrated? Is he a bad comic? A bad.
He is a terrible comic. I will say this. I will start this. He's a terrible comic. Quarterback, I think he is competent is the word I would use.
I think he's good, and I think he's going to be better. I think O'Brien's going to get a lot out of him.
Yeah.
I was listening to Jay Moore go off on it, how horrible of a decision-making it was. I completely disagree with him.
He's the lesser of two evils.
I think Hoyer can get the job done. I'm not going to say he's an Andrew Luck in any form, any way or form.
Nope.
I think he can get the job done, and he's good enough till you do find your quarterback you're looking for.
There's 10 worse quarterbacks than him in the NFL. Maybe less, but he's not.
I think when he had tools and before he blew his knee out, he was doing pretty well in Cleveland. And then the whole controversy happened.
He's one of those guys. There's always those guys in the NFL at quarterback where you're like, yeah, he's our quarterback, and he was our quarterback. I mean, he was in Cleveland before, but, you know, in theorizing here. Yeah, he's our quarterback, and he's been our quarterback for a couple years, but we're dying to get a new quarterback in here. Ryan Hoyer is always looking over his shoulder.
Yes, yes.
Always.
Right, completely, dude.
He was doing it in Cleveland. He's going to be doing it here.
Who's the first coach to get fired in the NFL season?
Ooh. You're saying, is there a coach that gets fired mid-season?
Yes.
I don't think anybody's going to get fired mid-season. Hot seat, though? God, who was on the hot seat?
Gruden.
Gruden is absolutely on the hot seat.
Does he make it through the season?
He's got
three or two.
He's got to go like 0-9. He's got to go like 1-12.
They
to
may,
get shit
dude.
Canned.
They may.
It's a shit storm when you fire your coach mid-season, though. It really, really is. Usually, you're like, this guy is gone. But it's like when you know you're gone, you know, you don't give a fuck either. You know what I mean? It's like that same fucking senioritis. You know, you're like, oh, I'm not going to study. Why am I going to study? I'm out of here in fucking 2 weeks. Well, then get out.
Okay.
Because you're fucking
so
ruining everything.
So you have no prediction.
I don't think there's going to be a mid-season firing. I think Gruden is quite possibly the hottest hot seat coach right now.
Zero to hero. Who goes zero to hero? Meaning that they were bad last year and they have a chance to at least make the playoffs. Kind of like, remember the Baltimore Ravens?
I think
Ravens?
Teddy Bridgewater is going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Zero to hero.
Yep, Teddy Bridgewater. I wouldn't call him a zero last year. He had his rookie struggles at quarterback, but he also didn't have Adrian Peterson in the backfield. He didn't have Mike Wallace catching balls for him.
Adrian Peterson is a huge ad.
A huge ad, and I think Teddy Bridgewater, we're going to see a lot of strides from him at quarterback for the Vikings this year.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I think so.
MVP. Too early to call MVP. Rapid fire.
Too early to call MVP, but I will if I am forced to say it right now. I'm going to go with most valuable player this year, Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
Why not?
I think so.
He's going to put up big numbers. He's got more toys to play with this year than he had last year, and he had quite an impressive year last year.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have 40 minutes left.
I like it a lot, too.
I think we have about 40, 45 minutes left. Do you want to get some UFC?
What do you think about...
I wanted Tommy.
What do you think about Rousey? What do you think about Rousey not fighting Tate all of a sudden and getting Holly Holm, which to me is going to be another 60-second fight. She has no grappling. She has no jiu-jitsu. She has no judo.
I got a big announcement for you. Guess who just got their black belt from Eddie Bravo?
Oh, no way.
Scott Ross.
Good, I got to text him. Congratulations. That's great. I like that.
James, call in. James, call in.
So anyways, back to what we were saying. Holly Holm, boxer, only had two fights in the UFC. Greenlit, straight to the top, right to the fucking title shot. Two fights, right to the title shot. Both of her fights look like Mayweather fights. The fight nanny said it best. She goes, this is just like watching a Mayweather fight. You know, a couple punches, dodge, you know, run around. Rousey ain't having that. It's a hip toss, an arm bar.
Oh, you mean she's the fight nanny thought, can you have the fight nanny call in and give us our hot NFL picks?
I don't think she would.
Our UFC picks?
We'll try to get her to do it. I don't think she'll do it, but I'll try to get her to start
okay.
calling. But
she thinks Holly Holmes is like watching a Mayweather fight. Punch, run, punch, run.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. See, the thing about Holly Holmes is like she used to be a boxer.
Yeah.
And she's like a really good, like the top female boxer.
35-0 or something at boxing.
Yeah, but, and all of her MMA fights were like regional New Mexico fights.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got thrown
I think she's only had two fights.
Yeah, and they've both been completely underwhelming.
Mm-hmm. She said... Two UFC fights.
Yeah, that's
she's
what I mean.
Had nine total mixed martial arts fights,
and they've all been. And listen, the truth of the matter is that within the female MMA, nine fights is a veteran. Mm-hmm. But because you look at like Ronda, she fought for a belt at eight fights.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a deep enough. It's not deep enough a division.
Would you have rather seen Miesha Tate, Ronda Rousey, three?
No.
Over this.
Nope.
I would.
I wouldn't want to see any of them. I the only fight to see is Cyborg. It means nothing.
But that's not happening. That's not going to happen
My
for
prediction
a while.
Is happens in UFC 200.
The Cyborg? Sure.
Yep.
But I'm saying what's on the table right now of these two fights would you rather see?
I think that's James. Can we have him come on? James, thanks for calling in.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
No problem.
Hey, guys. It's another week and another Twitter war between James and some listener.
Hey, what happened? I didn't even notice this one.
James?
James, do that.
Yeah.
You got another Twitter war with a listener.
I mean, bro, at this point, it's really simple. If people make comments, I tell them, look, you don't have to follow the account. If they say something negative... I say, get up and get blocked. Yeah, I'm not confrontational, but I'm also not going to absorb their abuse.
What did somebody say, James? What did they say?
It was...
James, what did they say? It was like something, I forget what it was, and you... It was something about, what was it, Brazilians, I think? I don't know. It was something, and then there was this long thread, and then there were people like, get James off the account! James,
you know what I get asked a lot? What's up?
I think you're talking about when I was discussing, the steroid thing. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. And I love how you said disgusting. It's so funny.
Well, hey, and you know what? I feel validated. Rogan went on the podcast the next day and said, yeah, there's a huge issue with steroids in the MMA. So I was right.
Well, I think there's a huge issue with steroids in all sports.
I do, too. I do too, man. I think it's really bad.
100%, but it's other sports don't have.
It's rampant in UFC.
Striking.
No, you're right. It's rampant in UFC.
Yeah.
And it's just like just for that the way I think Big Brown was saying it the other day. I was listening to Fighter and the Kid, and he's like, it's so much. A lot of that steroid use has to do with the recovery from training.
Yes, I agree.
It's not even just the competitive edge of, oh, I want to be stronger, bigger, faster. It's my body can't go through this type of training for this fight recovery-wise.
Yep, I totally agree with it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But that recovery makes you better because you're getting more reps in.
Of course.
You can train longer.
Of course.
So, hey, real quick,
James, what's your take on Holly Holmes? I mean, this is ridiculous, right? It's embarrassing.
It's real simple. Get back to me when she's fighting Cyborg. I don't give a fuck. I just don't. I don't care. They can build the hype machine all they want. I don't care.
I can't believe how many...
I don't watch Ronda Rousey fights. I don't. It's not interesting to me.
I can't believe how many fanboys, grown men, who defend the whole way the Ronda Rousey UFC thing is going. It's mind-blowing to me to hear people just regurgitate what the UFC puts out. You want a fighter, man? Get down to 135. Hey. Come on, man. You fucking steroid monkey.
5 years ago, Dana White said there'd never be girls in MMA. That's all I'm saying. And the only thing that changed that was Ronda Rousey.
Ten years ago, Joe Rogan used to yell at us for smoking pot and said we were dummies. So things change, bro. Things change.
Well, I just...
Things do change. My thing is this, is that Joanna Jędrzejczyk, that the 115 champion, she's fun to watch.
She's great
she
to
puts
watch.
On her fight.
I tell you who I like.
She's a fun fighter.
I got a little bit, I wouldn't even call it a crush, but the karate hottie, I'd like to slap a hockey puck right into her goal.
I don't know what that means. What are you saying?
I want to fucking rape her.
Okay, that was rude.
Oh.
By the way, she would choke you out if you tried to.
She was like, oh, by the way, last night we were
Michelle
all talking.
Waters?
Me and Ryan O'Neal and Gabe Killian. Gabe Killian, number one, I don't know why Red Band won't put me up. We're talking, and like if we went to a certain weight class, what weight class we would fight at? And O'Neal and I both said, I would rather cut to like 155 to fight at 155. Gabe Killian would go up in weight to get to straw weight.
How much does he weigh?
He weighs 120. 119, Gabe Killian weighs.
He's a tiny guy.
He's a little guy, but you don't think about how little that he really is. When then he's like,
right now, if I take off my shoes, I only weigh 117. That's why you always see me with shoes on. So I'm closer to 120.
So he doesn't float away.
I know everybody doesn't know Gabe Killian, but that's a pretty goddamn good
that
impression.
That is chick weight.
Yeah. That's my point.
It's Gabe Killian weight. Gabe Killian weight.
Yeah. I firmly believe I could beat up most women in the UFC.
Hilarious.
Now we just need Gabe to get famous, so that'll be worth something.
The only way the UFC could save face right now, in my opinion, is if Misha Tate fights Cyborg at 140.
I think that. Now, is there any? I've heard that in different circles, and I don't mean I've read it on websites.
And by the way, real quick, I hate to cut you off. If there's anyone deserves a fight over Misha Tate against Ronda Rousey, that's not Cyborg. It's Nunes, Amanda Nunes. I would rather see her fight Cyborg. Ronda Rousey than any of the other girls except for Cyborg.
The problem is if Cyborg does fight in the UFC and it's against anybody but Rousey, everyone's going to say Rousey's ducking her.
They're already saying it.
I know, but I'm saying if she gets into the UFC and her first fight is against Misha Tate or any of these people, it's really going to be raining shit onto Rousey for that.
Hey.
Well, you know, Brendan Schaub nailed it on the Fight Companion this weekend. What they're doing is they're going to put Rousey through whoever they've got at 135 so that people are aware of those fighters once Rousey steps away.
That's the division has more pressing. Dude, I listen, I love Brendan Schaub. I totally disagree with that.
No, I think I can totally see that happening.
That they're showcasing these girls?
They're giving all. She's going to completely clean out that. They would rather have her completely clean out that division.
Not real.
And let, because the only time anybody really gets to know who any of these twats are is their fight against Rousey.
I completely disagree with that, dude. Because what you're doing, you are damaging their brands when you throw them up there.
So then what do you want to see? Her fight Misha Tate every 90 days?
No. There's only one fight out there.
For sure, but it's not happening.
And by throwing these girls up before the
So running, every female fighter should just retire because
no,
this fight isn't
UFC
happening?
The UFC does not care about female MMA. I'm telling you that. With the exception of Ronda Rousey and Paige VanZant, they do not care about female MMA. It does not... I know, dude, a year or two ago, Dana White's feelings on, and I like Dana White. He's very nice. I have nothing against how he runs his business because at the end of the day, he's trying to make as much money as possible. I understand that. I'm talking about the fight game. The fight game, he does not care about any of those female fighters with the exception of Ronda Rousey, and he does not want to threaten the Ronda Rousey brand because she gets on Good Morning America and announces her next fight. There is no other fighter in the UFC that would ever happen with.
Male at all.
Connor has the same appeal in Europe.
Oh, now here he it comes.
Now he
here
does.
Here comes the James sucking of Connor McGregor's dick segment of the
Jesus,
show.
Look, do you want to talk about Ronda Rousey for the rest of the show?
Of course not.
Connor, a guy who's actually fucking fun to watch. Jesus Christ.
I'm with you. He's not quite there yet, but he won't protect the Connor McGregor brand. Well, maybe he will.
Of course he will.
They tried to do that with the Iceman. Why do you think they had Quentin Rampage Jackson's first fight was against Chuck Liddell? Because the point was to get him before he assimilates to the octagon.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get that out of the way because they knew Chuck would have problems with Quentin Tarantino, and they were hoping for octagon shots.
There's two things that Dana White loves.
Quentin Tarantino?
Oh, yeah, I mean Quentin Rampage.
There's two things that Dana White loves. Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor.
Oh, 100%.
Those two things, he every day wakes up, calls them, sees how they're doing. You know, what can we do? Those two things are they're beacons for the UFC.
He is not trying to build these other girls' brands at all, dude. The only other girl he cares about is Paige VanZant because she's sexy enough to put on magazines and get on stuff. Ronda Rousey is a freak of nature that is in a weak division that gets mainstream appeal. That's the only two people he cares about. Nobody else he cares about because, dude, the Misha Tate brand has been damaged because she's. I mean, everyone likes her. I think people like her more than the UFC will admit because she came off. People got to remember that Ronda Rousey used to get booed in the octagon. After the fucking Ultimate Fighter, she used to get
booed. Oh, she was quite hated.
And that the machine has been in overdrive to change that view slowly. And that's why you're throwing in a Holly Holmes. Because the truth of the matter is, Amanda Nunes is a much bigger threat to Ronda Rousey than Holly Holmes. Holly Holmes is the attractive blonde that they can put on the thing that guys will be like, and look at. But she is no threat to Ronda Rousey. I love
if it's a boxing match, she's a threat. If it's an MMA fight, Ooh. You know. Look, the way they're setting up that card, it could be an all-female card. I can just skip the internet that day because it's not interesting.
I liked female fights, dude. That fight on the Ultimate Fighter 74 between those two chicks, the one Russian chick and the Canadian girl, that was a legit good fight, dude. I don't care what.
Yeah, but it's... But at the end of the day, the majority of these fights go to decision. It is rather technical, but the finishing rates in the female divisions are just low. They've always been low. They haven't been training or fighting as long. It's just not – the skill level is much lower in those divisions. That's it.
Well, I agree. And I feel like we talk about the exact same thing every week.
Yeah,
I feel like we say the same thing about it.
Ronda Rousey is the Hoyce Gracie for this generation of women.
Yeah, but
MMA.
She has It's her appeal.
She's more like Will Chamberlain, the only 7-footer playing in a league that's kind of figuring out it's what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like if Ronda Rousey fought in females MMA in 40 years, she might just be run of the mill.
Yeah, she might be. She'd probably still be good,
but
she wouldn't be.
Well, Will Chamberlain would have been good in the NBA in the 80s, but he wouldn't have ever got close to 100 points in one game.
No, 100%.
Ever.
100%.
Ever.
Did you guys.
What's that, James? I think James just fell down a flight of stairs.
James just died. I think he. They might. Yep. Good. Dead air.
Well, guys, we just heard the end of James. He died. He just died. And so if anybody sees any tweets from the Punch Drunk Sports Twitter account, it's from a ghost because James is dead and we no longer know the passwords to get into that
we
Twitter
account.
We
do now. We do. We can do it.
Oh, we have the technology?
Yes, we have the way to get
we
in.
We have. I feel like we say the same thing about, it always comes up, the cyborg fight. We don't know if it's ever going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I mean, at some point in time. I mean, so did Mayweather-Pacquiao. It was just 7 years too late where no one gave a fuck about it. And everybody was so sick of talking about it for a decade. And then you finally get them when they're not in their prime. And they just dance around and each get $250 fucking million. And it wasn't even entertaining.
Yeah, I agree.
It wasn't even entertaining. There are two great boxing matches coming up.
Some good ones coming up, dude.
You know, here's the thing, boxing, which I've always loved, and I know you grew up a big boxing fan as well, Sam.
Huge boxing fan.
Boxing isn't going away. It isn't gone, and I know Ari hates boxing. Yeah. I know Ari hates it. There's some great fights and some great fighters out there, and we don't need you, Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, you can go fuck yourself. You have dodged high-end talent to protect this record that you just want to be this guy that's 30 years from now, you're going to be like, yeah, I was 50-0 and no one ever beat me. You haven't fought anybody worthy of fighting
no one will
in
care.
10 fucking years.
No, I disagree with that. He fought Canelo.
He fought Canelo Alvarez a little early in his career.
Right, but he did fight him.
He don't want him now. He don't want him now.
I still think Mayweather would beat him.
A lot of people say that, but I tell you what, that'd be one hell of a fight. He definitely doesn't want Triple G.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want...
He's too big.
He doesn't want him. He ducks people, and he takes these fights that everyone's like, who gives a fuck? Punch Drunk fans, boycott this fight in September of Floyd Mayweather. Don't pay for it. Don't go to a bar to watch it. You can look up on Twitter and see who won. It's going to be Floyd Mayweather in a unanimous decision in 12 rounds. It's going to be boring.
Do you think Mayweather stays retired? I don't. I don't think he has an ego to stay retired.
I think Mayweather wants 50 fights and that's it. He's got all the money in the fucking world. He's going to retire fucking undefeated. He wants to be undefeated and 50-0 more than he wants anything. More than he wants his kids to lead happy lives. More than he wants his women with black eyes to not get blacker eyes.
Oh.
Hey-o! You know what I mean? He really, I mean, the number one thing this scumbag wants is all your money.
Now, do you hate him because he beats women, which is admirable, and
that's
I agree with that.
High on my list of how he treats women is high on my list. How he acts in public versus all of these voicemail messages we've heard, text threads that we've seen of how he really acts and who he really is bothers me. His greed bothers me. His, I love the sport and I love the game, but I'm not going to fight who the people want me to fight. I'm going to fight who I know I can beat and collect a paycheck and just ease to 50-0 and then I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
If you really care about the sport, and you really care about the fans, and you really care about the sweet science, then fight some of these people who people want you to fight.
Too late.
Or just stop saying, you're the greatest ever, no one can beat you, no one can hit you. Stop saying that then. And just be like, yeah, man, I'm a little older, you know, I'm slowing down a little bit, you know, I got one last fight in me, and then I'm probably going to ride off in the sunset. Say that. Stop talking shit and ducking. And I refuse to watch his next fight.
Yeah. You'll watch it. You just won't pay for it.
I won't watch it.
You're not going to watch it.
I'm absolutely going out of my way to not watch.
Nothing else is on except for that. Dude, and League and WNBA. You're not going to go watch the fight.
I mean, I am not. Yeah, if my choices are, I am sitting in a room and I have to pick between these three things. No, I'm going to go to a fucking AA meeting. I'm going to go do a gig somewhere. I'm going to go hang out with a friend and have a coffee. You know what I mean? I'm going to go chase some skirts down the boulevard, yelling at dames.
Yelling at dames.
Say, lady, looking swell. Yeah. A lot of stuff like that. Say, I take the number two trolley here.
Nice, nice.
But I am not going to put myself in a situation where I have to waste 90 minutes of my time and watch Floyd Mayweather not do anything in a ring, collect another $100 million, and talk shit about the people he won't fight.
Yeah. Do you think he's kind of like the Jazz in that they were like they were boring to watch, but they were really good at it? They were just the Utah Jazz of the 90s.
No, because the Utah Jazz had to play the best people if they got far enough.
Yep, you're right.
The Utah Jazz couldn't go like, nah, man, you know what? We're just going to play the fucking L.A. Sparks this weekend.
History will not be kind to Floyd Mayweather. Just like I
As it shouldn't be.
I don't think it will be well, Kobe Bryant either. I don't think it will be very...
I have more respect for people like, I mean, even fucking Mickey Ward.
Dude, the language.
Who fought who he had to fight. You know what I mean? All of these people. There's so many people. De La Hoya I respect so much more.
Which and De, La look at De La Hoya? Old De La Hoya, young De La Hoya, or cross-dressing?
De La Hoya. All three, one and the same.
How much
the De La Hoya that had no problem fighting Bernard Hopkins, even though he knew he was the underdog. Mayweather will never let himself be the underdog.
Hey, it's worked out, dude.
But someone like De La Hoya, who's like, hey, man, I just love boxing. I love competing. I love putting myself in these situations where maybe I can't win. Maybe nobody but me thinks I can win. And then he goes in, and he takes a liver punch, and he's on the ground for 6 minutes because he can't breathe. But he still put himself in that situation for the love of the game, for the love of his legacy, being like, man, no one's going to say I ducked Bernard Hopkins.
I got you.
You know what I mean? No one's going to say he ducked all these people.
Right.
I mean, he fought Mayweather.
Yeah.
But when he was a lot older. Mayweather never would have fought him in his prime.
No, I agree, dude. I don't, you know? I'm not a big
And it's
fan
like, if you want to go and just constantly say, I'm the greatest in the world. I'm the best ever. I'm this, I'm that. Then fucking fight everybody.
Fight everybody.
Dude, if you're the baddest motherfucker ever, if you're the defense that nobody can get by, fucking lace him up and go up against Triple G.
I thought you were going to say Triple E.
Or Triple E. Go up against Triple E.
But me, dude, I'm 200 and some pounds of fucking fury.
260 pounds of tears.
Hey, no, not pounds. Even close.
260 pounds of tears.
Dude, can I tell you about a sport I just discovered that they show on ESPN? ESPN's doing this new thing that if you can get cameras into an event, they will air it. That's how much shit.
It sucks so much, asshole.
But this is great, and I'm not lying to you. I want to do a live remote from the show. World Federation of arm wrestling is so fun to watch. These dudes are insane. They're all juicing. There's no way. There's no way they're drug testing.
Dude, they all
arm
have
wrestling.
One gigantic arm and then like one medium arm.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not like bowlers.
Okay.
But these guys are all looked like. Oh, dude, and they're just like. These
I feel like they all would look like Sean Halpin.
They all have monster grips. No, dude, they're actually in shape. These guys.
Yeah,
it's not
just
like
big
fat
guys.
Bucks fighting. They're all kind of shredded.
Okay.
And the videos are great because they just scream.
And the women are, there's this
I
one
saw
woman
the one
who's
with the woman
crazy,
screaming, yeah.
Ah! Ah! She looks
you get
like,
sucked into odd sports on television.
I love, dude, I can't stand the Little League World Series. I think it's offensive that they put that on national television.
Why?
It's do you not like it, Aaron?
Yeah, I agree. It's
I
terrible.
Think it's offensive.
But it means so
the,
much
the
to these little kids.
The play is awful.
It's and Little League.
The strike zone.
Dude, if my dad can do it, it shouldn't be on television. That's my rule.
But your dad's not a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah, but my dad was at one
time.
Yeah,
but there's only like certain kind of people that like want to. There's like two kinds of people who want to watch.
It's
like,
it's just filler, and it's just for marketers,
pants,
and it's just another thing.
Well, I will say this: my two cousins who both played college ball, their dad played minor league ball with Pete Rose for the Reds. My two cousins were in the Little League World Series. And they won, they almost made it to the, like, whole Shazam big finals. And I saw what it did for those two Boys and how it turned their entire city upside down of them being in the Little League World Series.
Yes.
That I do have a soft spot for it.
Okay.
I hear your
point.
Well,
you have a soft spot on your brain because your mom drank during the pregnancy.
Mom never drank. No, not much of a drinker. I think she smoked during my pregnancy, though.
That's fine. But listen.
Everybody did back then.
It shouldn't be on a fucking ESPN. Maybe ESPN 2.
2, yeah.
Put it with WNBA. But, I've talked about this before. Like, Mike Tirico and all those guys love to make fun of grown men who wear their team's jersey. They're like, oh, it's so funny to see grown men wearing another man's jersey. Hey, fuckhead, you're the fucking guy who's calling Little League games. Like, that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that you are taking up. Just let me tell how unimportant Little League is. It's on at the same time women's softball. Nobody's watching it. It's just bad. It's right. Not exciting to watch. And these kids fuck up so badly.
Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah, that's why it shouldn't be on television.
Right.
It should be on, like, the Ocho. ESPN Ocho.
But arm wrestling, you're fine with it.
Watch it,
you
dude.
You don't want
tell
Little
me
League
it's
World
not
Series.
Fucking awesome to watch.
It's arm wrestling.
No, watch it and tell me it's not fucking
badass. What surprise thing could happen during arm
these
wrestling? I'm like,
just,
hey, I didn't see that coming.
No, dude, it's like intense. These guys go fucking out. Then they'll pull out when they're about to lose, so they have to tape them up. And these guys are just shredded, and they stare at each other, and it's like it's bar bouncers going at it. I wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't fucking intense and fun to watch. It is a million times better than the Little League World Series, where it's like we take like.
I think they're both bad.
What?
I think they're both bad.
Dude, have you watched arm wrestling on television?
I've seen.
Have you watched
arm wrestling on television?
And you did you watch the New League? It's fun.
It was arm wrestling on television.
I was blown
away. You're totally, we're arguing opinions, so you're definitely not wrong in your opinion in saying that you enjoyed it.
No, but we both agree Little League sucks.
I agree that they both suck, but I think you're being a little too harsh on 10-year-old boys when you're like, they make too many errors.
No,
they've only been alive for 10 years.
I'm not saying they can't do it.
Sure.
Play the game. I played it.
You're saying don't televise it.
Don't put it on ESPN.
Sure. Right.
It doesn't need to be. The ESPN 8, put it on there.
Sure. You're saying regular mainstream ESPN.
Doesn't need that.
But also, and I'm a devil's advocate here because I agree. I think it's too much. It's too much.
What
else are they
going to
put on
man,
right now? The only thing that's on is baseball. So
it's like, dude, grown men are doing analysis
if
of
they didn't
fucking
need
children playing.
If they didn't need content right now.
Hi, I'm Nolan Ryland, Hall of Famer. Today we got the Chicago White Sox versus, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And, what little Billy was thinking there is like if he could turn that double play, but unfortunately his shoes were untied and he tripped on him. You know, it's like, why are we...
I hate when they're also like, what are his... Here are some of his... Every one of these 12-year-old's hobbies should be beating off. Every 12-year-old boy, it should be his favorite player is fucking Trout, and his hobbies, fist fucking for fucking 9 hours a day.
Dude, can you...
Pillow humping. Humping. Little Jimmy loves fucking pillows.
There's about 5 million people watching the Little League World Series.
Sure.
I where'd you look that up?
I just looked it up on Sporting News.
Right. I mean, it's a big event. Not saying it's entertaining, but you know, it's a big event, though.
I'm not saying it's not.
A lot of major league players, they have clips of them being in this event back when they were kids. I always like all the cheating. I always like that. Like, there's a guy with a fucking full blown fucking beard, like Tate Fletcher, pitching net 87 mile an hour fastballs, and they're like. Yeah. He's got a hell of an arm for a 9-year-old.
He's
13. It's like hell of an arm for a 9-year-old. He drove here.
He's 13.
He drove the fucking bus.
He's 6'5", 220. Like, it's ridiculous.
Dude, I love that we like...
He's smoking a cigar in the dugout.
I love that, like, all of China gets one team. Like, you know, we get, like, several teams. China gets one team. Like, Japan gets one team.
Well, those are the teams that won their national tournament.
Right. But we get to have several teams.
Well, no, this is our national tournament to go to play
So we only get one team in the
Big
tournament.
Eventually, it will come down to...
Yeah, who wins?
The U.S. team against
the
world
But they're never
the
U.S. team. It's like Chicago versus Japan.
Well, yeah, but Chicago's team is the team that is representing the United States.
And I don't want to be like, dude, it's children. I get it.
What it is it's keeping these foreigners out of our good old U.S. of A. This is basically baseball meets Red Dawn.
Dude, you really offend me, bro.
Really?
You really offend me.
How so? How is that offensive when I say get out of my fucking country or we're going to throw a pitcher at you that was in the major leagues 2 years ago and now, miraculously, he's back in fifth grade somehow.
How about that?
He's got a Cy Young and he's got his homework due tomorrow. This kid's got a book report.
Zip it.
He's got a book report due, and he's hungover.
This coffee is
look in there.
Is that coffee or what is that?
That's caveman coffee, everybody.
Wait till we get our new sponsor. I got to talk to Renaziz about my new idea, edible ashtrays. Go to edibleashtray.com. It's not a website yet, but it's gonna be. But it's gonna be.
Put that out there.
Maybe they do. Hit me up and let's discuss business because I got a business fucking plan.
Someone's already started.
Business idea.
Someone's got edible ashtrays.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Of course, somebody did.
Well, there's no original ideas anymore.
There is no. I got an original idea.
Okay.
Last night I was talking to Ryan O'Neill. I wanted to bring this up to you and see what you think about it.
Okay.
And we had pretty much. He invented one. He thinks he invented one sexual position.
Okay.
That I've already thought of.
I invented one.
He goes.
Can I tell you mine before you tell you yours?
Why not?
Mine is the Lindsay Lohan. That's where you beat off onto a mirror and she does a line of your fucking man sauce.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Ryan O'Neill had one too. One where he goes. He likes to open up his butthole. And have a girl open up her butthole and press them together. And that's an old one. That's not anything new because that's a move I call the kissing cousins. But his idea is a girl with big tits and like when her nipples get hard, they're really long. And he wants her to put her nipple into his asshole. Do you think about that move?
I think that's called got too much time on your hands.
He thinks that it would feel like you're getting fucked by a baby dick.
What's it called when you put your balls in the vagina?
What's that?
What's it called when you just like shove your balls inside the vagina?
That's a good move, and I do like that move. I call that the Benoit teabag.
I call that the chestnut taco.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain the chestnut taco.
You put your chestnuts in her taco.
I like that.
What
I
about
like
the what about the Erie Canal?
The Erie Canal?
That's where you jizz in their ear.
Did you make that up?
No, I heard it in like high school.
That's great. Yeah.
Also would have accepted the Erie Canal.
The Erie Canal?
Why not? Why not, Tim Tripoli?
Did you guys hear this story? I don't know if it's real. Have you noticed that there's not websites that make up fake stories and articles on them?
Yeah.
Did you hear the story that it's very interesting? This girl who did a glory hole porno.
Oh, yeah.
Blew her brother.
Yeah, and they
and
wouldn't.
And now she's suing.
Yeah, they wouldn't show her who the guy she was working with.
And she blew her brother, which makes you. I want to know, did the brother know?
I don't think he did, because it's also.
Of course he didn't.
I think it's one of those things where it's illegal to film.
Incest. But here's the thing.
So I think she actually has a case.
She's suing for $3.2 million. But the funny part is, she got paid $100 to do that scene. What's more offensive? That you got paid $100 to do a porno or you blew your brother? I mean, come on. I mean, like, it's ridiculous. Is that where we're at now? Is that where comedy's going? Where, like, there's going to be so much supply and demand that you're going to do the Tonight Show for $100?
I mean, that's pretty much what it is right now.
I mean,
whatever scale isn't anything. You're not doing the Tonight Show for the cash.
Well, I feel like doing the Tonight Show and then accidentally blowing your brother on like two separate things.
I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with fucking
that. Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong with that analysis. I'm just saying, like, you got to think to do a porno.
Question.
There has to be some money involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't be just blowing dudes for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Like, in our heads, we might be like, oh, she's so filthy.
Yeah.
I fucking love
it. But she's still an actress, you know?
Was it like a. Like a setup.
Yeah,
we're gonna teach her
with cameras and everything.
This slut's blowing strangers.
207. Let's see what this is.
207. Answer. I wonder if it's this chick.
Might be. Hey, did you just blow your brother?
What's going on, dude?
I got a question for Red State Team. This is the training correspondent.
Oh, shit.
Training correspondent, have you blown anybody through a glory hole?
Never done that.
Have you ever gotten your dick sucked through a glory hole?
No, but I've had an encounter in the restroom before in Bangkok.
What happened there?
Well, you can pretty much guess.
No, that's why we
I asked. If I knew, I wouldn't have asked.
Tebow, did you tell me about the Chipotle guy? Did you tell me the story about this comic? There's a comic. There's his story. He brought his son to Chipotle to go eat. He was taking him to the bathroom.
No.
And he unlocked the door, and two dudes were fucking in a Chipotle.
That was not me.
Like, how much drugs are you on that you gotta fuck at the Chipotle?
Oh, like, you haven't gotten down in the bathroom with some fast food.
And a Chipotle? No way!
Are you more of a Taco Bell kind of guy?
No, I'm just not. Dude, I would not.
He's more of a walk-in cooler kind of a guy.
Yeah, okay, touche, touche, touche.
Where's Tripoli? I haven't seen Tripoli in 45 minutes. He comes all freezing. Some girl's got the flu now.
What's up, train correspondent? You got a question?
Yeah, you have a question for Red State Team.
Red State Team, what's more likely, that the Cubs win the World Series or that the Bears win the Super Bowl?
Cubs win World Series, absolutely. Cubs win World Series. Not that I think that they're going to win the World Series. I think that they will make postseason, I hope. But I think the Bears have zero chance of winning the Super Bowl. Zero.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever going to win with Cutler. I just think he's got...
Cubs are at least going to make, and I hope, again, I don't want to jinx it, but the Cubs are at least going to probably make it
really
to the postseason.
It's going to be really hard for them to make the postseason. The
Cubs?
Yeah.
You think to make the postseason or make the World Series?
To make the postseason.
I mean, if it starts today,
they're
going
to jump. The Pirates?
Starts today, they're in. They got like a 3-game lead in making the postseason right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're way ahead. The Pirates and them are way ahead of the Giants right now.
Yeah, they got like 5 games ahead of the Giants.
Oh, so they would be the wild card that plays each other to get in?
Yep, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they both will get in if the playoffs started right now.
Who wins that 1-game series?
Depends if the Pirates have Cole available to pitch. I think that's might shut them down.
I mean, when you go to that 1-game series, everybody's like, ace time. It's the most of all of the games. Even if you make it to the World Series, that is the one game you need your ace to show up.
Right.
Because even if you ain't getting to the World Series by losing that one game.
Of course.
And you can lose one game in a 7-game series and still be all right. So I think, anyways, good question. I say the Cubs.
Did training correspondent get into any of our fantasy leagues?
But back to what happened in this restaurant in Thailand.
Did you get any of our leagues?
Well, it wasn't a restaurant. It was a movie theater.
Oh, so it was a porno movie theater?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not really that crazy.
Hey, how was it filming Tangerine?
Was that a tranny thing?
It's a tranny movie.
Hey, tranny correspondent, did you get any in any of the fantasy leagues?
I would like to. I would like to be in the main Punch Drunk League.
Okay. I don't know if we can do that. You got to contribute to the actual podcast to get into that league or be a comedian. But didn't you say you would dress up like Tebow or Ari and get fucked in the ass by somebody dressed like Ari?
Yeah, he was going to wear a Tom Brady jersey while he was making out with a tranny.
Dude, if you role play a video of you getting in the butt by fucking you dress like Teep and Ari banging you in the ass, I will put you in my league.
No, I think what we really should do is the Tom Brady jersey, which you said you have, right?
I have a Barry Sanders jersey.
In a weird way, that's funnier. But I would love to get a Tom Brady jersey. We can get your face out of it, so it's just the jersey. So it really looks like Brady's just getting hammered in the ass.
Dude, if he dresses up in costume, no one's going to care. So it's... Yeah. Dude.
But then we can go, hey, Tom Brady apparently in some sex scandal. And then tweet that and let that go viral. Everyone's going to know it's not really Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady would be like, hang on, baby, before we fuck, let me throw the jersey on.
So who is going to be fucking training
Roger Goodell.
Who's, okay, so you got to find, like, a tranny that looks like Roger Goodell in... Where are you located now?
East Coast, like New England.
U.S.
Okay, right, you're in the U.S. So you can find a white tranny that you can make dress like Goodell, and you dress like... you dress like...
Throw the Brady jersey on, have your cell phone.
Yeah, get in the ass. We will put you in the league. I will kick Josh Martin out of the league if you make that video.
No way. I literally watch my face with your cum to be in.
We will kick him out if you make that video of you getting in the butt and you're Tom Brady and the other guy's Goodell and you make that 10-minute video.
He was telling me the other day, I go, hey, man, let him think about that. I was talking to Josh Martin, and he goes, everybody's explaining to somebody the bet that he lost. And I go, yeah, man, and then you had to wash your face with our cum. That's why your skin looks so good. My skin looked good before your cum was ever on it. Like, yeah, good argument. Way to make yourself look good there.
Tebow, can I go into this real quick? It's about a porno thing.
Of course you can, Sam.
Who's this?
Tranny correspondent calling back.
No. Hey, oh, here, answer it. Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hello.
He hung up on us.
He got us.
So Pornhub released this is according to dudecomedy.com. Pornhub released the statistics of what porn women like to watch. Are you ready for the top?
Yeah, let me have some guesses on this. What are you giving me? Top what? Top genre of porn?
Top 10.
Top 10 genre of porn
that women like.
That women love.
Search.
Okay. Rape.
No.
No.
Some of it's shocking. Some of it makes sense.
Like gangbang.
Okay, that is on there. What number do you think it is?
7.
Okay, let me see. Yep, 7.
Gangbang is 7.
What's okay. Right after that?
Right after interracial.
Extreme gangbang.
Oh, extreme gangbang.
So we lose a couple of the chicks.
Okay, so gangbang, extreme gangbang.
By the way,
what about ultimate gangbang?
No.
Super duper gangbang. And what about, whoa, that's a gangbang. Is that one on there?
How about gangbang and gangbang?
Holy moly, is that a gangbang?
Number one,
interracial. Lesbian. Oh, lesbian. Okay, I could see that.
Number two, threesome.
Okay.
Mm. Number three, squirt.
Okay. I think that's more of a how-to squirt is how they look that
Number
up.
Number four, black.
Interracial. Or just black in general?
I don't know what that is. That's a weird one.
Just because black? Just yeah, black?
Black. Next one's shocking.
Next one is shocking.
This is number 5. Don't
number
look
five.
It up.
I mean, I did.
Why'd you look
number
it up?
Because I'm the stat boy. It's between you guys.
Okay.
Number 5. Shocking, so anal wouldn't be shocking. ATM.
No, what is it, stat boy?
Cartoon.
Cartoon.
What the fuck is that?
Girls are looking at cartoons.
That's stupid. Dumb as fuck.
Then what do you think's after cartoon?
Musicals.
No, lesbian scissor sistering.
Wouldn't that be under lesbian shit at number one?
No, this is very specific.
Okay.
The funniest thing, extreme gangbang, is over massage. So if you
as it should be
for your girlfriend, stop getting her massages for her birthday.
Get her an extreme gangbang. Well, and then they go so good together because there's nothing I like more than a nice extreme gangbang followed by a nice massage.
Let's skip a couple. This is what do you think is after lesbian seduction? This is very weird,
and it's weird. I mean, we already got cartoon in there. That's pretty stupid. Sock puppet.
No. What is it, stat boy?
It is... Sorry, I just went off of it.
You're the worst stat boy ever. Japanese.
Japanese, there you go.
Like anime?
Yeah.
Or just Japanese? Well,
no,
anime,
just Japanese.
Just Japanese people.
Just Japanese people.
Wow, I like how they have everything covered. They got the giant
The next
fucking...
one's really shocking. What do you think it is? This is hilarious.
After Japanese?
Yes.
And it's really shocking?
Yes.
Role-playing?
No. Step dad daughter.
Stepdad, daughter. Okay. All right.
See, just let you know that girls at first, I'm going to tell you what the lesbian and threesome starts.
Now,
those are
know,
new girls.
Let me ask
those,
you this. How do they know, how does Pornhub know that these are women that they are looking up these stats on their search
because
engine?
What you do, dude.
Pornhub also has a selection where you could pick between, like,
no.
Categories.
I do this because I used to be on Pornhub. You can set up an account so you can just favorite.
Oh, so these
all
are the these are the people that are
have
quite
accounts.
Frequent.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Okay. So this isn't just random people
yes.
that look
yes.
this up. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So it's like people are into taboo shit. How great is that? The girls are filthy. I got.
Well, of course
I've been
they
doing
are.
A joke about it about how they just have porno skills now, and which is great. But women, you have to let us. Feel like we made you filthy. You can't come out the gate filthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be.
Well,
like,
yeah, because if you come out the gate filthy, then you go like, oh man, this lady's gonna have a dark past. There's gonna be a lot. There's a lot of skeletons in this closet. If her first move is to put a strap on and start drilling for oil.
By the way, Nick put something out right now that said the league's Sam Tripoli. The league's Steve Arizizi. Cry baby, Sam Tripoli.
Well, there you go.
It's just
rude. You got your fucking shout out.
Let me see my thing.
You got your shout out.
Dude comedy, bro.
What is dude comedy?
James.
I was looking at
the
website. It's like a Up Rocks, but kind of cooler.
I wonder if they get a lot of people on. I like the website, though.
Yeah, the website design was really nice. It was really
hey,
impressive.
Did you ever go on punchdrunksports.com, try and check it out? You should write for it.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. I should. I'm doing nothing else during the day.
Yeah. Write an article for it.
Guys, go to Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. That gets you some delicious coffee where men drink it. I'll just say that. You want to be a man? Even if you're a woman. Once again, let's get back to Bruce.
Jeez.
Caveman Coffee.
Hey.
Use the code PUNCHDRUNK at BetDSI.com. That gets you $10 free to gamble with. Go to punchdrunksports.com. If you want to write for us, shoot us an email at writeforpunchdrunk@gmail. writeforpunchdrunk@gmail, and we'll get you set up with...
Adsuits.com. You need a suit?
Yeah, I do,
$250.
Sam. I'm going to a wedding in a
high
month.
End.
I could really
Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get a $200 suit that looks like $1 million.
And go to when you go to punchdrunksports.com, you got any shopping to do before you go to Amazon, go to punchdrunksports.com, take a look at some of the articles we've written, maybe listening to an old episode if you feel the need, and click on the Amazon link and do your shopping there, because that helps
what
us.
Happened to our t-shirt contest? $100 to whoever comes up with the original t-shirt.
I know the winner that I like that Mike Tyson one, but, you know, if anybody wants to submit...
I don't know why you guys like that. It's so weird.
It's so
I like
fun.
That one.
It's a throwback.
It's so... They've always liked the punch-out shit.
Yep. I think that I like that one. But anyways, send in whatever you got. Anybody wants to design a t-shirt for us? Not only do you get $100 if we pick it, we'll also send you a free one as a way of saying thanks for helping us be the greatest podcast that has ever lived in the history of the world. Nick Youssef, Kevin Christie... Occasionally awesome. You guys are going down.
Guys, tell your friends about the podcast. Tell us what you like about the podcast. Hit us up. What do you like? What don't you like? What would you like to see on the podcast? Rate and review on iTunes. We all love you a lot. This is Punch Drunk Sports.
Balls.